So there's a mitzvah in the Torah to fast on Yom Kippur. The Torah says to fast on Yom Kippur. The Torah says, "V'sishra l'chayish be'erev, me'erev ad erev tishpus l'shabbatchem." On the ninth day in the evening, from evening till evening, you should celebrate for your Shabbos. So the Gemara discusses these words. What does it mean? In the ninth day, isn't Yom Kippur in the tenth day? What does it mean? So the Gemara says that from here we learn out that you're supposed to add Mechil al Kedesh. You're supposed to add from what's not holy, you make that holy as well. So that means from the ninth day, before Yom Kippur starts, you already have to start fasting before Yom Kippur starts. And the Gemara also learns out from evening till evening. We learn from here. And not just when Yom Kippur starts, but also when Yom Kippur finishes, you also have to add Mechil HaKodesh, you have to add time as well. So that's only for Yom Kippur. What about for Shabbos? So the Gemara learns out, since it's Tishbusu means to abstain from work. So we learn from here that also on Shabbos, you have to also add from what's not holy and make that holy as well and add to Shabbos. What about Yontif? So it says Shabbatchem. So the Gemara learns out and says Shabbatchem, extra word, it comes to teach us that whenever the Torah tells us to abstain from work, you always have to add Mechil HaKodesh, you always have to add from time which is not holy and make that holy as well. It's not enough just to keep the official time. You have to add more. So
we had that before Mincha.
What do you mean?
I mean, if we're going to go to shul, we do lit candles. We're going to shul to get to Mincha. Can we add on the way to Mincha, or do we have to add after Mincha when it might all be Shabbos?
We're going to get to lighting candles soon. So the Alter Rebbe says like this: on Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah menatera. It's a biblical obligation to add. Regarding Shabbos, the Alter Rebbe says yesh oim. There are those who say this is obligation as well. It means a different opinion. Some say that the Gemara's drasha is that there are other ways to interpret this pasuk. The conclusion is that it's a biblical obligation, not just Yom Kippur, but also for Shabbos and Yontif, to add more time than the official time.
It's a biblical obligation.
So since the Alter Rebbe says that it's a biblical obligation to add to the time of Shabbos, so it seems that Shabbos could be started earlier. So can you eat your Shabbos meal before it's officially Shabbos? Or not? Do we say that the time you add has the same status as the Shabbos itself? So Alter Rebbe brings two opinions. One opinion is that the mitzvah... One opinion is that the mitzvah of adding to Shabbos is not the same as Shabbos itself. And therefore, when the Torah says to have a meal on Shabbos, it's not, you can't satisfy that obligation with the time you're adding. And the other opinion is that no, the time you add to Shabbos is just like Shabbos itself. And therefore, you could fulfill your obligation by in the time before Shabbos that you've added. So that's an argument. What's the halacha? So before we get to the halacha, let's understand a little bit more about the mitzvah of eating on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to have a Shabbos meal. Where does it come from to have a Shabbos meal? Is it a biblical obligation? Is it a rabbinic obligation? Is it from the words of the prophets? Is it from the words of the Torah? So there's two opinions about this. One opinion is that the source of the mitzvah of enjoying the meals of Shabbos is a biblical obligation. Where does it say in the Torah? The Torah says, Mikra Kodesh. It should be a day of sanctification. And the Talmud says, what does it mean to call it a day of sanctification? So we learn from the words of the prophets, it says in the Torah, Karas la Shabbos, and Shabbos should be called a day of pleasure. Since it should be called a day of pleasure, so therefore when it says in the Torah, Mikra Kodesh, says in the Torah, you're supposed to call it a holy day. How is it holy? It's holy with holy foods, holy with special foods. So it's a biblical obligation to have a meal on Shabbos. That's one opinion. Other opinion is, Mikra Kodesh is not referring to the meal of Shabbos. That's other things, other ways to sanctify it. But the source of the meals of Shabbos, that's from the words of the prophets across the Shabbos Seinik, which is called the Shabbos Day of Pleasure, but it's not a biblical obligation. So his argument in general, what the obligation to eat a Shabbos meal is. In addition to that, there's also another source for having three meals on Shabbos. How do we know he's supposed to have three meals on Shabbos? It says in the Torah that regarding the man, that Hashem told the Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people, that you will not find man in the field today, because today is holy. Today you won't find the man in the field. So it says three times the word today. So we learn from the word today, it says it three times. We learn from there, you have to have three meals on Shabbos. It doesn't say clearly in the Torah, but the Torah hints to three meals on Shabbos. So the Alter Rebbe says, one opinion is that you could fulfill the obligation of the three meals on Shabbos in the time you add to Shabbos. Other opinion is, no, you can't. It's not like Shabbos itself. You have to, you only be tzumi shel yom, only in Shabbos itself, not in the add-ons to Shabbos. It has to be in the Shabbos itself. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that you're able to fulfill your obligation of eating the Shabbos meal before Shabbos. However, the Alter Rebbe says, tei lacha shedevreim, it's better to be concerned for other opinion as well. And if you eat the Shabbos meal before Shabbos, you add to Shabbos, so you should continue the meal into the nighttime and have at least a kazayas, about an ounce of bread, after nightfall. You should fulfill that obligation as well and eat a kazayas later as well.
If you take
in Shabbos early, your meal should continue and you should have bread. Yeah, so everybody agrees you could have the Shabbos meal earlier. You could even have the Shabbos meal before you daven. You could daven earlier. Oh. Daven later, I mean. Make Kiddush.
And then daven?
And you could daven later if you want.
Oh. Well, but you shouldn't bench before nightfall.
You shouldn't bench because you have to eat a kazayas, according to this Alter Rebbe. It's better to work concerned with that opinion. You shouldn't bench till after nightfall. After nightfall, then you should have a kazayas, and you could bench. But in addition to having a kazayas, another issue with davening before the time is the mitzvah of Shema, mitzvah of the Omer. Why is it an issue? Where does it come from? It says in the Mishnah, the very first Mishnah of the Gemara, it says, what time can you say Shema? So it says, in the time the Kohenim come to eat their truma. What? When the Kohenim come to eat the Truma, after they were Tameh, after it's nightfall. So that's a time you could say Shema. The Gemara brings an argument about when you could daven Ma'ariv. Rabbi Yehuda says you could daven Ma'ariv from Plaga Mincha. The Chum say you can't daven Ma'ariv until nightfall. So how could you possibly, Rashi and Tosas have a question, how could you possibly daven Ma'ariv according to Rabbi Yehuda before nightfall? Doesn't it say in the Mishnah you can only say Shema when it starts to come out? So Rashi answers, you could only daven Ma'ariv according to Rabbi Yehuda before nightfall, but Shema has to be later. And Tosfos says no, not only could daven Ma'ariv earlier, you could also say Shema earlier. What's the halacha? The halacha is that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rashi, the halacha is like Rashi, you don't fulfill your mitzvah of saying Shema before nightfall, and therefore you have to say Shema again, and you have to daven and say Sfiras HaEmer also after nightfall. Besides that, is also not so known, the Alter Rebbe actually addresses that our custom is not to daven Ma'ariv early. He says there used to be many things that in early generations they were lenient on, and then the custom began to be strict on, and one of those things is davening early. The Alter Rebbe says that the minhag became that we're machmer, we don't, our minhag is not to daven Ma'ariv early, as the Alter Rebbe says. So that's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and Shabbos and, let's say, Pesach. Pesach is different than Shabbos. Although the Torah says it's supposed to add in holiness in all holidays, you cannot make Kiddush on Pesach before the time. You could make Kiddush, according to everyone, a Plaga Mincha, just you have to eat your meal into the nighttime. But on Pesach, you can't make Kiddush early. Why can't you make Kiddush early on Pesach? Because the mitzvah of Kiddush on Pesach is to have four cups of wine. That mitzvah is a mitzvah the Chacham instituted. Chacham instituted that mitzvah to be similar to the other mitzvahs of the night of Pesach. What then? The mitzvah night of Pesach, the mitzvah of eating matzah, and the mitzvah of the Karim Pesach. And since the mitzvah of the Karim Pesach is by night time, it says in the Torah, that you have to have the Karim Pesach at night, and the Torah connects the mitzvah of matzah to the mitzvah of eating the Karim Pesach. And therefore, just like you have to eat Karim Pesach at night, you also have to eat matzah at night. And since the Chachamim instituted all their mitzvahs to be similar to the Torah's mitzvahs, therefore you can't make Kiddush until it's fully night.
They start the night.
So every Shabbos is like that. But on Shabbos, there's
but the holiday is more extreme. Right?
So the mitzvah of adding to all the holidays, to add Michael al Kodesh, that applies to all the holidays equally. To Shabbos, to Yontif, to Yom Kippur, it's mitzvah, all them equally. But by Pesach, there's a certain reason why you shouldn't do it earlier. What about by Sukkos? Sukkos is another thing. Sukkahs, the Torah is the mitzvah of eating in a sukkah is learned out in the Torah from the mitzvah of eating matzah. Just like matzah is supposed to be eaten before midnight. And matzah is supposed to eat, you're supposed to eat a certain amount. So too, a night of sukkahs, you have to eat a certain amount at night, at nighttime, and before midnight. So it comes out that even though on sukkahs you can make kiddush earlier, and later of sukkah, you accept the sukkahs early, however, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, the biblical obligation of eating in the sukkah, until the time you eat matzah. Just like a matzah, you have to wait for the night time. So too, on sukkahs, you have to wait for the night and do the mitzvah of eating in a sukkah, the first night of sukkahs when it's a, mitzvah deraisa, biblical obligation. What about Shavuos? So Shavuos, it would seem it's okay, you make kiddush early, just like Shabbos. However, Shavuos is another problem. Shavuos is even more strict than all the other ones. Why? Because Shavuos is supposed to complete 7 complete weeks. So it comes out that even though officially, by all the holidays, we could start early, really is always a thing why you can't start early. Pesach, because of the mitzvah of the four cups. And by Shavuos, you can't have Ma'ariv early. And Sukkahs have mitzvah in the Sukkah at night. So it doesn't end up really working out to daven, except Yontif early. The author discusses another issue that Rebbe brought up before about lighting candles. It happened last Shabbos. It was a pretty divine providence. I shared this halacha by Shabbos after Mincha about you can only light Shabbos candles, although you accept Shabbos early. There's a limit to how early you can go. You can't go earlier than Plag HaMincha. And one gentleman kept on asking about it because exactly this halacha he didn't know. And he went to Dav Mincha early minute at 6 o'clock. His wife let Shabbos candles before he went to shul, and so she was missing something because the mitzvah can only be done after Plag HaMincha. The truth is that when a woman accepts Shabbos and she lights Shabbos candles, it's more than when a man accepts the additional time for Shabbos. In other words, when a man decides he wants to accept Shabbos early, it's not the same thing as when a woman lights Shabbos candles. What's the difference exactly? Usually, when you accept additional time for Shabbos, that additional time you accept is more lenient than Shabbos itself. Even the time after Shkia, although after Shkia we are obligated to keep that time of Shabbos because the time between Shkia and Tes Kachavim, it's a doubt if it's nighttime or it's daytime, and we have to be machmer, we have to be strict because it might be considered nighttime. But this chumrah that we have to add, that we have to consider after Shkia as Shabbos, there are some leniencies that you're allowed to do after Shkia. For example, you're allowed to, if you didn't make Erev Tavshilin, you're allowed to make Erev Tavshilin after Shkia. The Chachamim said that the mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin could be done, you missed it before Shkia. You could do it, as the man could do it. But a woman who lights Shabbos candles, she doesn't accept just additional time for Shabbos. She's accepting the Tzumah Shel Yom. She's accepting Shabbos itself. And therefore, she can't make the Erev Tavshilin after she lights Shabbos candles. What about, could she ask her husband to do it? Or Havdol, could she ask Goy to do it? Or let's say she accepted Shabbos. Let's say she was in Shul. And by the way, if you're in Shul and they say Baruch Hu, you answer Baruch Hu, it's Shabbos for you. Whether you were ready to accept Shabbos or not, once you answer Baruch Hu, it's Shabbos for you. Once that's like lighting Shabbos candles. Davening Ma'ariv, answering Baruch Hu, is like identical for a man davening Ma'ariv is identical to him lighting Shabbos candles, and you're not just accepting additional time for Shabbos, you're accepting Yitzum Mishayim Shabbos itself. And but still, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do things for you, because although you accept the Shabbos itself, you don't accept it for yourself, you didn't accept for what you tell other Jews who didn't accept Shabbos yet, or you didn't accept for what you're telling a non-Jew. So let's say a woman forgot to light Shabbos candles, and she answered in Baruch Hu. So she could ask a non-Jew to light Shabbos candles for her. Or, as it happened over here in the shul once, this lady came, she didn't light Shabbos candles, and Hashgacha Pratis, I just learned this halacha before she came, you ask a non-Jew to light the Shabbos candles, mm-hmm. after Shkia, before Tzeis Kachavim, if it's right after Shkia, she gets Goy to light it, and she and you can light one candle, and she could say the bracha, Asher Kishom Tzeisvon, Hashem's commanded us, sanctifies us with his mitzvahs, light the candle of Shabbos. Even though the goy lit it, but the main mitzvah is the enjoyment of the candle, and therefore she could say the bracha like it's a Shabbos. Ordinarily, she has to light it herself, but in this situation, it's sufficient that the goy lights it, and she could make the bracha. Okay, but what time is a man if you're living in a city where there's only one minyan? So you have to accept Shabbos, when the shul's davens ma'ariv. It doesn't matter what you want to do. The shul davens ma'ariv, you have to accept the shul's time. But it's a city like Los Angeles, there are many shuls, so you're not obligated to accept Shabbos when another shul accepted Shabbos. You don't have to accept Shabbos then. What time should you accept it as Shabbos? So I always thought you have to add, they only have 14 minutes after candlelighting time. Why did I think that? Because the Alter Rebbe says about accepting a few minutes before Shabbos. What does Alter Rebbe say exactly? Alter Rebbe says this. The Alter Rebbe says there's something called Shkia HaNiris and something called Shkia HaMitis. Shkia HaNiris means when it looks like the sun goes down. Why does it look like that? Because there's trees, there's tall buildings, and so where you are, you can't see light anymore. The sun went down. It's where you are because the sun has already descended lower in the area you're in. But if it will be a plain, if there wouldn't be any buildings around, and the sun's descent over the mountains in the distance would be a little bit later, you could still see sunlight if you were at a higher place. So when is Shabbos taka start? So the Alter Rebbe says you have to accept Shabbos at the time when the sun descends from your area, when it looks like the sun's gone, even though the sun only descends from the mountaintops a little bit later. But you have to accept Shabbos early. Why? Because he says that's Tosfos Shabbos. The mitzvah of adding to Shabbos is from the time of Shkia HaNiris, when it appears that the last sunlight is gone. So even though it's another 4 minutes till it actually goes down from the mountaintops, those 4 minutes you have to accept as Shabbos. Why? Because of Tosfos Shabbos. You can't add to Shabbos from when it's after the Shkia, the real Shkia, you have to add from a time when it's not for sure Shkia. So the time when it looks when the light is gone, that's already sufficient to add that time to be your addition to Shabbos. So from 18 minutes after candlelighting time, when the apparent Shkia is, that's when it looks like it's Shkia, it's when it looks like the sun is going down, that's not yet the real Shkia. So in Russia, the distance between that time and the actual Shkia is 4 minutes. That's all the mentions.
In Israel, it's 20 minutes.
I don't know what you're referring to. It's not true. There's 20 minutes from the Shkia until the Shkia Mitis.
No, they make in Yerushalayim, they make the time for Dakat Nerut.
To be 20 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know exactly the Yerushalayim, but the point is that our calendars, they take into consideration the mitzvah of adding to Shabbos. And therefore, 18 minutes of candlelighting time is sufficient to add to Shabbos. Should you rely on that? Is it better to add more time? Of course it's better to add more time. Is it an obligation? Is it a biblical obligation to add that amount of time? No. The biblical obligation is only to add some time when it's from the time before the real Shkia, you have to add. So when it starts, when there's no more sunlight, when the newspaper says this is sundown, so you have to... that's already enough, even though the real sundown is a few minutes later, that's already sufficient. So it's different amount of time in every place between the real Shkia and the time it looks like the sun's gone already.
Okay.
Okay. There's one interesting halacha. I'll let you guys go with this last halacha. What about after Shabbos? What after after Shabbos is over, we're also supposed to add Mechayel HaKadosh. Can you do the mitzvah of eating the Shabbos meal at that time? So it depends on these two opinions. Let's say you didn't eat the Shabbos meal. You didn't. You're adding to Shabbos. You didn't eat the Shabbos meal, but so lechera you could still. The argument that we have when Shabbos comes in would also apply. It would seem when Shabbos goes out, according to the opinion which says you're allowed to accept Shabbos early and make and have the Shabbos meal early. He would also say when Shabbos ends, you could also add.
And
Yom Tov also. Yeah. What about Chanukah and Purim? So Chanukah and Purim. So let's discuss. Let's backtrack for a second. Let's talk about this. What about you have got to go? Too much information.
No,
going to, all right. Speaking of your son, tell your son that it's Chris Atera tomorrow. We want to see him tomorrow for. Yeah.
Okay.
Tell him a special heartfelt request to see his beautiful face.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So Yehuda Yesh Chasav Nuchal Pila Azani and the Gedach Abed Varim. So like this. So an Achron Shal Pesach. When Pesach is ending. The Alter Rebbe says, once Pesach is over, you're having a Shesus Mashiach, you're allowed to have chametz. It's not our custom, as the Rebbe said, I never saw by the previous Rebbe, to have chametz by this Mashiach Suda. However, the Alter Rebbe says, Halacha says, you're allowed to have chametz. Why are you allowed to have chametz? So Alter Rebbe says 3 points. One point Alter Rebbe says is that that the time that you're, the after Pesach is over, is not called Tosfos, an additional part of Pesach. Rather, you're not allowed to work then because you're supposed to honor Yontiv when it ends by saying Avdallah, saying Baruch HaMavdil. You have to first honor the Yontiv before you could work. But it's not that it's really Yontiv at the end of Yontiv. It's only that you're forbidden to work to say Baruch HaMavdil, but it's not considered, and therefore for sure you can have Chametz because Yontiv is over. You're just not allowed to work. That's one thing Altima says. Then the Altar says, and even if you say that you could add to Yontiv, and it's really Yontiv, it's only considered Yontiv vis-a-vis the prohibition to work, but not regarding eating. Why not? What do we say before? How do we start the Shir? We start the Shir that says by Yom Kippur that Tishbusu Shabbatchem, we learn now whenever you can't work, you're supposed to add. So regarding work, you're supposed to add. But regarding the Mikra Kodesh, regarding the mitzvah of the meal of Shabbos, the Alter Rebbe says, look in what I wrote in other siman about Shabbos, where there's an argument, and although the Alter Rebbe regarding Shabbos, he paskins that you could eat the Shabbos meal then, just as better to eat it later after Zitzchavim, but he quotes it somehow as a source for saying, well, I wrote over there that it seems like I don't know what the meaning is, but the Alter Rebbe quoting it in the other siman, he makes it sound like, and I already told you somewhere else, that you, although you're supposed to add Mechel HaKadosh, that's not regarding the Shabbos meal. You can't do it for Shabbos meal. So I know exactly what that means. But clearly, the Alter Rebbe says if it's only regarding the Isra of Malach, only regarding the prohibition to work, but not regarding the prohibition of eating chametz, that for sure you could eat. Even regarding them, if you're not allowed to do the mitzvah of the Shabbos meal, now do the mitzvah of the Yontif meal at that time, kol shekein you're allowed to eat chametz. So, okay. So, but if you say that you could, based upon the simple translation of Shulchan Aruch, yes, you could have Shabbos meal, Matzah Shabbos. I think my eldest aide, Abisol Nevler, I think he would like eat, because he davened so long, he had especially in the wintertime, he ended up having like a Shabbos meal pretty late. Okay, let's conclude the discussion about Chanukah and Purim, where I started. What do I want to say about Chanukah and Purim? If you start a meal on Yontif, and the meal continues till after Yontif, so you say Yalav Yave. Why say Yalav Yave? Alter Rebbe says two reasons, two opinions. One opinion is, you're saying Yalav Yave because your meal started on Yontif. You're saying Yalav Yave after the meal that I had on Yontif. Now it's not Yontif anymore. I'm saying Yalav Yave for when I started Yontif. Another opinion is, no, not because I started the meal on Yontif. Because I was Meisim Mechel HaKadosh. Since now is also Yontif. Because for me it's Yontif. Because I didn't end my Yontif. So when I ate now and after, and when I am eating now, this is also Yontif. And therefore I can say Yalav Yave. What's the difference between these two opinions? We could only have a halacha of adding mechayel hakodesh, of adding from what's not. We only have this halacha of adding in regards to when the Torah says you're not allowed to work. Then there's a concept of adding. But Chanukah and Purim, there's no prohibition of working. There's no concept of adding. So can you say Yal V'Yaveh, or can you say Al Nisim on Shushan Purim? You started eating on Purim. Can you say Al Nisim? You started eating on Chanukah, now it's Motzei Chanukah. Then do you say Al Nisim? So the Bepoel, our minhag is like the opinion which says that it goes by the time you started the meal. So therefore, although it's true that there's no addition to Purim after Purim, it's not considered halachically Purim after Purim is over, or Chanukah. However, since you started your meal on Purim, you started your meal on Chanukah, therefore you could say, Al Nisim. That's the we halacha is like that second opinion. Last thought
is that, but the meal of Purim has to be eaten on Purim. That's why the Ramah says, although our customs continue in the night, but the main meal, not just the kazayis, I think the main meal of Purim on Purim. Okay, I'll stop over here. Chazak baruch hashkech.